And we return 34 minutes past 1 o'clock. It is today's Topical Currents. Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman. We go from the reefs to food and dining.
Yes.
Linda Gassenheimer joins us in the studio now. Linda, last week we did our annual Super Bowl edition. And Bonnie, you and Linda were staunchly rooting for the Patriots. Fred, I believe, was for the Hawks, but Bonnie and Linda, you got your wish, barely.
Lost again.
Barely. That doesn't count, Joe.
A win is a win. Go Pats.
That's exactly right.
So
all
lucky.
Right. Never mind.
Well, wait till next year.
Well, Linda turns today to the art of catering, and I guess it truly is, especially what I see before me now.
Oh,
in the
boy,
studio.
It's our lucky day. We've got wonderful food here. Well, you know, Joe, catering is a big business in this town, you know, especially this time of year. There's so many events, there's parties, and there are a lot of caterers that can help us make our own parties a great success. Now, one caterer has been in the business here for 26 years. That's a long time in the catering business. She's Joy Wallace, owner of A. Joy Wallace Catering Design and
Event production.
Thank you very much. Okay, Joy Wallace. And she's going to tell us her secrets to her longevity in the business, and she's also going to give us tips on how to plan our own parties and events. Welcome, Joy Wallace.
Thank you, Linda. I'm so happy to be here. Well, Thank you for inviting me.
Well, we're delighted, especially since you brought us such wonderful food. But otherwise, we like having you here, too.
It is the way to everybody's heart.
No question about that. Okay, and we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Are you planning an event or a party, or do you have any questions for our guest? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
Email radio@WLRN.org.
Of course, also with us is our favorite wine guy. You heard him. He's Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype. And you can read his wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes columns that appears in the Miami Herald. And you can read his wine column that is now in the Saturday Herald. Fred, what are we drinking today?
Well, since you're talking about event food, I think I'll talk about event wine.
All right. Sounds good to me. Okay, Joy Wallace, first of all, congratulations, 26 years. That's a long time in this business.
It is. I never dreamed it could last for so long or that we would have such a fabulous career. It started out as something that I love to do. I love to serve people. I love to have parties. And then I found out you could get paid to do it. So this is like amazing.
Did you have previous professional experience in restaurants?
No.
No. And I want everybody to know, because it's not television, but she has the biggest smile on her face when she's talking about it. She really loves what she's doing. I think that's what makes a success, when you really love what you're doing like that.
I do. And I get to make a difference in people's lives. I get to feed people. It's such an intimate pleasure to give people the food and make them happy and celebrate their most wonderful occasions, many times of their weddings, bar mitzvahs, sometimes a funeral, but just special times in their lives. And we're here. And we can make a difference in making it the best that anybody could make it for them.
Well, you have so many different aspects to your company. It's not just catering foods for party. Well, I won't say just, because it's wonderful. Vizcaya Museum and Gardens is our national treasure here in South Florida.
Yes, it is.
Yes, and one of the best kept secrets there is that you have a cafe and shop there. And because it's right on the water and we have major storms like Hurricane Wilma, tell us about this. You had to restore that area. How did it happen?
First of all, I would prefer that it wasn't a best kept secret.
Well, it's not now. Okay,
it is,
everybody.
It still is a secret to a lot of people. They don't realize that we're there or that there's even a shop at Vizcaya. You go into the house and out of the house, and you never have to go through the shop. So for people to know that we're here, it's great. I hope that a lot of you will come and visit us at our beautiful shop.
Well, I want to say that it's not just the shop. She has outdoor seating that overlooks the bay.
Mm-hmm.
What a beautiful spot to have.
And what kind of a shop is it?
It's a beautiful museum shop.
Oh, museum shop.
It's a museum shop for the Vizcaya Museum, which was one of the homes that was built during the turn of the century by American industrialists. who just put so much into these homes like the Hearst Castle, Biltmore Mansion.
What are the days and hours for the cafe?
From 10 o'clock until 5:30 every day except Tuesday.
Oh. But you could sit outside, have tea or yes. lunch, overlooking the bay, and it's really beautiful. It's a nice place to take if you have people coming in to visit, mm-hmm.
sure.
especially.
People really come from nice. All over the world to Vizcaya. We have a guest book that they sign, and it's amazing how many people come and know about Vizcaya.
I had a family member just in town that would have been a great place to have taken her.
That would be. It's so great.
Well, invite her back, and she can
and go. When they go, they get the additional pleasure of having our fabulous food. Our fabulous staff that meets them, greets them, smiles, and then we have a wonderful shop with something
well,
that they
can take. Well, talk about fabulous food. We've got some fabulous food right here in front of us.
Yes.
So it's in a box, and you call it a bento box.
Yes, it is. It's a bento box.
Tell people, what is a bento box?
It's just the spread out square box with little cart containers in it. It used to be like a TV dinner. It's an Asian style bento box.
Oh, we
box.
Can't
like
put TV. You can't put TV dinner
well,
in this.
Well, it has the little compartments, but this
right.
is the high
about
end.
About 10-inch square, I guess.
Yes, about 10-inch square. It's black, and it has beautiful, focused on red because of Valentine's Day, food in it.
Is that a beet in there?
Yes, it is a beet.
No,
and
it's
a
not.
Wonderful
it's
ravioli.
A, it's a ravioli.
It's a beet ravioli.
Yes.
That's
the beet is sliced uh-huh. so thin,
sliced.
And then there's
yes.
is that the goat cheese?
Yes,
in there?
There's a flavored goat cheese inside of it. An herb.
That must
yes.
take forever and a lot of skill.
It does
to
take
make.
A lot of time. We did it for a party for 700 people one time, and we sliced beets forever.
So. But this is a wonderful thing if you're having a lunch or something where people just take these boxes with them. Mm-hmm. Is that how you mm-hmm. plan it?
Yes.
Now, you have something there that I think people would like to know about, and that's the rice and the filet there.
My favorite rice.
Yeah, tell us about that rice.
It's the forbidden rice. And if you want to make a statement, especially on a white plate with the black
I
forbidden rice,
this.
And
yeah.
put a large filet of white fish on top of it.
A large
it's a white fish filet
oh, okay.
on top of
the rice is black.
Forbidden rice.
It's
the rice
spicy.
Is black, yes.
Yes.
And
it
cooks up beautifully. And then it has.
Is it a wild
so
rice?
Color.
It's wild.
Is it a wild rice?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
No.
It's a cultivated rice.
And it's from.
Asia.
It's called a. What is a soft rice?
No, it's a. It's.
A sticky rice.
Sticky
that's
rice.
What it's
that's
oh, okay.
the word we're looking for. It's a sticky
okay.
rice. Is
and then
what we're
there's
looking
little
for.
Mushrooms in with that.
Mm-hmm.
And it
has a nutty flavor.
Mm-hmm. So that's a nice hint if you're having people in and you want to make a splash.
Oh yes,
that's a nice.
It's a great
hint
presentation.
Too. I want to get on to another part of your organization, your catering, that I thought was so interesting, and that's the Disaster Relief Service Division. What is that?
We catered for the Air and Sea Show for mm-hmm. 11 years. And during that time, we learned how to feed thousands of people because we fed 12,000 people during that show.
The Air
and
Sea
so
show,
we learned
yes.
how to feed volume feeding. And so I'm on the board of directors of the International Catering Association. And when a disaster hit that was Hurricane Katrina, we got a call from FEMA to see if we could feed thousands of people in Post Christian, Mississippi. So because we had fed people at the Air and Sea Show in Fort Lauderdale, we went to Post Christian, Mississippi, mm-hmm. and fed 3,000 people a day that were victims of losing their homes, their town. And then we started picking up more sites because people liked our food so much. And then there was a hurricane that hit in Texas and different parts of the country. Then that year, hurricane hit in Florida. And then soon after that, another hurricane hit, Hurricane Wilma, and flooded our shop at Vizcaya.
At Vizcaya.
And we were out in a tent for 6 years.
For waiting, 6 years?
6 years, waiting for the codes to all be passed so that it could be rebuilt. Mm. But it's wonderful to be back in there now.
Do you have a simpler menu when you have something like that? I can't imagine you're slicing beets for 3,000.
Oh, no. No, we were in a tent cooking. Well, actually, we brought in a small trailer that we cooked in during a hurricane.
I guess
Wilma.
You go for comfort food.
Yes, we have a wonderful menu at Vizcaya. You can look at it on the website.
But he's talking also about in the disaster relief that you have the type of food.
Oh, we feed them steaks. We feed them comfort food. We have the full breakfast. At 6 o'clock in the morning, when these people are coming in the door, they say and send us letters saying how much it meant to them to see our smiling faces, and it was a place that they could all gather because they didn't have a place. And it was not just comfort food, but it was fried chicken or. But we do have steak night. We have.
I can't imagine going into a disaster area. You had to bring all the food with you.
It's like you go to a desert. Imagine a desert.
Right.
With nothing.
We bring in our trucks. The people cheer as we came down the roads because our trucks, Joy Wallace Catering, they cheered and we fed them food that was delicious, three meals a day, hot meals.
For how long?
We were there 3.5 months.
Ah. So you had to keep trucking the food in?
Yes.
Because it didn't exist
then. Yes.
Right.
But we had to bring electricity too, water.
Yeah, of course.
Hand wash
sinks. Generators.
Generators. Right. That would run air conditioning in the tents.
Amazing to put all of that together. Well, on that note, we're going to take a short break.
Okay.
We're talking with Joy Wallace, owner of A Joy Wallace Catering, and she said that A is why? Because it's at in the...
Well, because it's alphabetical. And I
figured the old Yellow Pages trick.
Right, the trick. So you've got
well, more
A?
Importantly, other places have lists that are alphabetical, like Vizcaya. And I wanted to make sure I was on the top of the list.
Okay.
And so I said it's A. Joy Wallace.
A. Joy Wallace Catering. and we're going to take a short break here.
Okay.
And we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. And we're talking with Joy Wallace, owner of A. Joy Wallace Catering Design and Special Events. Or you're calling it Event Productions. Event Productions. Mm-hmm. She's been giving us tips on planning our own parties and talking about all of the amazing events that she has planned. And so now it's dinner in minutes time. So if you're going to be not catering in your dinner tonight, here's a real simple one. It's a quick and easy ham and wild mushroom quiche. It only takes 25 minutes. Best of all, Joe, you're going to like this. Best of all, you don't have to fuss with a pastry dough. Because you're always having trouble with your pie dough.
I tried to make a banana cream pie once. I had Linda on the phone and still crust was that.
Well, this one has a breadcrumb crust instead, and even with that, you can still slice it just as if it were a crust. It works where you spray the bottom the size of a pie plate with olive oil spray, and then I sprinkle the breadcrumbs across the bottom, and then I add to it some deli sliced ham, some shiitake mushrooms, some sliced onions, some sliced red bell pepper. I put that all on the plate, and then I beat some eggs there, and to make it a little healthier, we're using 2 whole eggs and 4 whites. And a little nutmeg, a little milk, a little grated cheese. Pour this over the vegetables and ham and bake it for about 20-25 minutes. It's done when it's firm. Add a tossed green salad and you're good to go for a real easy, simple dinner. And you can find the complete recipe and a photo. That's at dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. Okay, Fred Tusker, we're thirsty. What are we drinking?
Yes, event wine.
Okay.
I was in a Friday night art gallery tour a while ago in one of our Tonier cities, which will go unmentioned, Coral Gables. And the gallery was serving wine, which was a very nice touch. And the wine was free, and the wine was absolutely wretched. So I peeked through an open door into the back room and spotted the reason. There on the desk sat a 1-gallon glass jug of wine by a California winery that was quite famous for making exactly that kind of wine. Now, I'm pretty easygoing about wine, but not that easy. So the question becomes, if you're buying wine for an event, be it a gallery opening or even just a big family reunion, and you need 10 or 20 bottles or even more, how can you find something drinkable without going broke? Well, the first rule of event wines, I would say, as I already said, I guess, no gallon jugs. If you're a Tony art gallery, do not serve wine from a gallon jug.
You know, Joy is just laughing and laughing at you because she probably faces this a lot.
No, I
don't. Well, whatever size bottle you buy, make it something
like
you can put out there on the counter without being embarrassed. And you can do this. You can buy wine that's pretty cheap and still perfectly okay. The first step is to develop a relationship with the local wine shop owner. Explain your situation, disclose your budget, and throw yourself at his or her mercy, and promise to be a good future customer. Shop owners like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, and also be sure to ask for the 10% discount that's customary when you buy wine by the 12-bottle case.
And can you ask them, Fred, if you can return wines if they're not opened?
You can, yes, and some will, some won't. Certainly okay. Worth asking.
Okay.
So the question is what to buy. A couple of tips. Filmmaker Francis Ford Coppola makes a red blend wine called Rosso and a white blend wine called Bianco. And they're pretty good, and they're only $10 a bottle. And with the Coppola name, you can leave the bottle out there, and your guests will see it, and they'll think you're a pretty swell person. Tip number two, you can buy wine in 1.5-liter Magnum bottles that hold the equivalent of two regular bottles. There are a lot of pretty good wine bargains in this category. And one example is Mouton Cadet from France makes a nice Cabernet Sauvignon Merlot blend for $14 per two-bottle, the equivalent of two bottles. And it's made by the famous Bordeaux producer Mouton Rothschild, so that'll look pretty good on your counter.
That's a pretty good deal, actually.
Yeah. And it's not a bad wine. Mm-hmm. You can even find boxed wines that are okay. 10 years ago, I could not have said that, but boxed wines have come a long way today. For example, for a red wine, Bota Box, B-O-T-A-B-O-X, Zinfandel, is kind of hearty and fruity, and it's only $21 for a box that holds the equivalent of four regular bottles.
But can
and
you
the
put
final
the box,
tip there, though,
Fred,
box,
can you
I'm
put
sorry.
The box on the on your, are you embarrassed to put the box out?
Probably still are, yeah.
Oh, so in the back,
wines
okay.
have come. I mean, boxed wines have come a long way, but people's understanding of them have not come along with it. So I think you might want to put that in a carafe because there might be somebody like me out there peeking into your back room to see what you're serving.
Okay, all right.
So Joy, you probably buy event wines at a higher level than I'm talking about here. Do you have any tips?
No. I was going to mention one of my favorite Cabernet Sauvignons that's $13 is Marietta. We found that to be a wine that is loved by everybody from all walks of life that we serve to.
Marietta, I'll have to try it.
It's an old vine wine from California, and it is the most accepted wine of all that we've ever served. Hmm. We can't serve expensive wines that are our house wines. So we're always in quest of looking for wines. And I go to restaurants and I ask always, what is your least expensive wine on the list that is the best? And then I use my Vivino wine app and mm-hmm. take pictures of it and save it. I'm sure you probably use Vivino as well.
I know of it.
How is that spelled?
V-I-V-I-N-O.
And that's an app.
It's mm-hmm. an app.
And what
it keeps
does it do?
Record of all of your wines that you've tasted. You rate it and it tells you the price.
How much wine per person do you allow, or does it depend on the crowd?
Depends on the crowd, but we usually figure two glasses
per
of
person?
Wine per person at an event.
Of course, if it was
even
my
a wedding
crowd,
or
a little different.
yeah, Fred, your crowd would be. But Fred, that's a great app because you're always saying to me, Linda, don't tell me you had a wonderful wine. You can't remember what the name of it is.
You just
I
take
know, that
it with your
me
cell
up
phone.
The wall.
Just take this cell phone and it dates it. So you can go back, you can put in where you were when you had it, and then it tells you where you can buy it.
Now, does that let you just take a picture of the barcode on the wine?
Yes, you just take a picture of the wine.
So you don't bottle. Even have to take it. You just take a
diary.
Of the barcode. And
it's just like a catalog of the picture, how you liked it, rating of it,
what it
cost. I
don't think it's a barcode. I think you just take a picture of the label.
No, you just take a picture, and it recognizes it. It comes back and identifies it, and it tells you how much it cost. So if you're in a restaurant and you're paying $40 for a bottle, you usually your Vivino, and it's really usually 10, 12 in a lot of cases.
You can see what the markup is.
Yes. Yeah.
But then I know where to go and ask for that $10 bottle of wine for us
to serve. Catering.
Mm-hmm.
You probably have some pretty good relationships with shop owners.
We do. We do. Definitely have great relationships. And Chip Cassidy has helped us when we want to put together a menu, Sunset Sunset also helps us
right.
put
so
together
menus.
So
I think menus. That's, both of you have really said, mm-hmm. make friends with the shop
yes,
owner.
Yes, absolutely.
And be a good client, a good
yes.
customer, mm-hmm. and come back. And they love to talk about their product. Well, this has been a very, very tasty weekend.
I have one quick question for
okay,
Joy.
Okay, go ahead.
What's your minimum number of people that you'll cater for?
We'll serve, we've done parties for two.
You have?
Yes.
Okay.
It's
well,
of,
Valentine's
it's,
is coming up,
that's
so
right.
there you
well,
go.
Well, it's kind of expensive.
I would think so. I but kind of got
we
that.
We will do parties for two.
Okay.
Okay, well, we could go on and talk more, and I didn't even mention the wonderful cookies she brought for dessert.
You asked about
chocolate shortbread cookies with a little bit of salt on them.
Yes.
Anyway, we haven't got time to talk about it, but I'm going to eat them. Joy Wallace, thank you so much for joining us and for the delicious food.
Oh, thank you. I'm
thank
glad
you,
you're
Joy.
Enjoying it.
Well, you can reach Joy at ajoywallace.com and enjoy a visit to Vizcaya and for lunch or tea at their cafe. Fred Tasker, great advice as always.
Always a pleasure.
Bonnie and Joe, you really ate well today.
Indeed.
Thank you so
wow.
much. Thank you, Joy and Fred. And
well, next
Linda.
Week we'll be talking with celebrity baker Dominique Ansel with tips for a very special Valentine's Day. He's the cronut person. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.